This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two doses of COVID vaccine appear to provide protection against the rapidly spreading Delta variant, the European Medicines Agency said Thursday. It comes as the World Health Organization warns the Delta coronavirus variant, first spotted in India, could fuel a new wave of cases in Europe. The EMA's head of vaccine strategy said, quote, "Right now, it seems that the four vaccines approved in the European Union are protecting against all the strains circulating in Europe, including the Delta variant. The four vaccines currently approved for use in the EU are Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. But while the EU has been stepping up its vaccination program, the WHO warned that cases are on the rise again after 2 months of decline. The WHO says the reversal came as the Delta variant is overtaking the original Alpha variant that emerged in Britain very quickly. Health clinics in Moscow will begin offering booster vaccine shots against COVID-19 on Thursday, the city's mayor said, as Russian officials scramble to contain a surge blamed on the Delta variant. The health ministry on Wednesday recommended clinics begin administering booster doses to people vaccinated 6 months ago or more, making Russia one of the first countries to begin revaccination. The ministry said it was an emergency measure as cases in Russia are rising sharply and vaccination rates remain low. The health ministry said it would be recommending booster doses for vaccinated people every 6 months until at least 60% of the adult population is vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Indonesia is imposing emergency curbs to battle its coronavirus surge. This week, an alarming surge in infections, according to the president, said Thursday as the country scrambles to avoid a collapse of its overwhelmed healthcare system. New curbs will start Saturday and last more than 2 weeks in the capital Jakarta, hard-hit Java, and the holiday island Bali after infections surged to record levels. Daily cases reached 25,000 on Thursday, a new record for Southeast Asia's worst-hit nation, as authorities warn about rapid spread of highly infectious variants. The new measures are slated to run until July 20th, include ordering non-essential people to stay home and forces schools to go into classes only online. Only about 5% of Indonesia's population has been fully vaccinated so far. The Trump Organization's longtime chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberger, surrendered to authorities early Thursday ahead of an expected court appearance on the first criminal indictment in a 2-year investigation into business practices at former U.S. President Donald Trump's company. New York prosecutors are expected to announce an indictment Thursday accusing Weisselberg and Trump's namesake company of tax crimes related to fringe benefits for employees. The case against Weisselberg could give prosecutors the means to pressure the executive into cooperating and telling them what he knows about Trump's business dealings. The Trump Organization issued a statement defending Weisselberg, saying the 48-year employee is being used by the Manhattan District Attorney as a, quote, pawn in a scorched-earth attempt to harm the former president. And hundreds of deaths in Canada, Oregon, and Washington may have been caused by the historic heat wave that baked the Pacific Northwest and shattered all-time temperature records in usually temperate cities. Oregon health officials said late Wednesday more than 60 deaths have been tied to the heat in the U.S. state, with the largest county blaming the weather for 45 deaths since the heat wave began Friday. In Canada, British Columbia's chief coroner said her office received reports of at least 486, quote, sudden and unexpected deaths between Friday and Wednesday. Normally, she said about 165 people would die in the province over a 5-day period. So that's a 3-fold increase. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.